听力课堂，听 class.com。
Reading Nobody Wins, Part 2. After his supper, Gawk went to bed and almost immediately fell asleep. His snore shook the cave. "Listen, everyone," I said. "Here's my plan. First, we'll use this laser torch to melt the bars of the cage and..." Peters interrupted me. "Then you'll use it to kill Gawk, Captain." "We can't kill him," I said. "Otherwise, we can't open the door and escape from here." Moments later, we were all out of the cage. I shouted beside Gawk's head, "Gawk, this is nobody!" Gawk woke up. I aimed the torch at his eye, and the laser beam hit the eye. The light in his eye went out. Gawk roared. The noise brought his kangaroos to his door. They opened the door and asked, "What's wrong, Gawk?" Gawk shouted, "Nobody attacked and damaged my eye." The kangaroos laughed. "Nobody attacked you? You just had a bad dream." At that time, we secretly climbed into the giant kangaroo's pockets. Later, when they went back to bed, they carried us out. Then we were free.
"What happened to Gawk?" asked someone. "I don't know. Maybe he's still in his cave and looking for nobody."